Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for joining us on a gorgeous Monday afternoon. I'm watching people jog and walk their dogs and be outside enjoying this day. I know the snow is coming in parts of Minnesota. Yes, you'll hear about that in Paul's forecast. But we will enjoy the day we have now. It is what, you know, you always hear, seize the moment, seize the day, enjoy, live in the present. I've been practicing that even more these past few years, and I definitely enjoyed it today. So I hope I got out and walked the dog, and I hope you got out too. Did you get out?
I did too. People were waving with all their fingers. It was amazing. Gratifying. Yeah.
Today is also a sad anniversary. It is 1 year to the day of the shooting of and killing of Dante Wright, who was killed by Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter. And this morning, Georgia Fort, independent journalist and friend of this show, she's been on many times with us, hosted. She filled in hosting the 9 to noon show. She was fantastic. I listened. She was great. And she had Dante's mom on the show, Katie Wright, and just reflecting on the last year. And now Georgia, you know, again, is an independent journalist, so she's been following the story. She's been in the courtroom with these folks, has connected with the family. And this morning she asked Katie Wright what this last year has been like for her.
This last year has been an emotional roller coaster. It's been living a nightmare. It feels like I'm in the Twilight Zone, and it's been a whole year. And I'm still in a Twilight Zone. The hardest time was about a month, right? That first month that Dante was gone. I was in disbelief, and I just wanted to lay in bed and close my eyes and then wake up, and it would be all over, right? Dante was just the light of our family. He would come in and joke so much, and he loved his son, and he was a happy kid, and he loved sports, and he had big dreams and aspirations that were taken at an age of 20 that he had so much life ahead of him. And he was my whole heart. He was my son. He's a part of us that we'll never get back, but I feel him around us still, and I know that spiritually he's here, and he's going to continue to help me help me so that way there's no more Dantes, right? There's going to be no more names, and I'll continue to do so.
Jordana, it was a heartbreaking interview.
Yeah. The whole thing was heartbreaking. It's every parent's worst nightmare, right? At some point, you let go of your kids and you trust that they're going to be okay, but you never stop praying for your kids. At one point, Georgia Fort asked Katie Wright, Dante's mom, what has she learned from the last 12 months?
Oh, wow. I've learned so much. I've learned that no matter how hateful the world gets, you have to keep fighting because that's what they want you to do. They want to be so cruel and knock you down so many times that you just give up, so that way they win. And if we allow that and continue to let people treat other people like that and don't say something when we see it, it's never going to change. I've also allowed that white people need to stand up before it happens to them. Don't say you see things happening. Don't agree that it's wrong. Then what are you doing about it? Because I am that white person. I didn't do anything about it, right? I was in my comfort and my privilege that I wasn't out here standing with everybody, with Jamar Clark, with, you know, Cordell Handy. I wasn't there. I watched it. I knew about it, and I was in agreement, and I 100% stood with them. But white America needs to stop, and they need to stand up, and they need to say something before it does happen to them, before they are in a position where you don't have a choice. Now you're thrown into it, and you have to do something about it. Don't wait for that moment. Do it now to protect your neighbor, your child's friend. You may not have any BIPOC in your family, right? But BIPOC community is touching every white person in America some way, somehow, if it's not through their family, their friends, people they work with. Like, stand up and say something now to protect them. Don't wait for it to happen to you.
So important. I think that message is so important. And I think, you know, sometimes as white people, we feel helpless in this situation. But I think even acknowledging the existence of different treatment by Black people from the police and from some policy and from laws that we have, I think the acknowledgement that systemic racism is real, that, you know, Black kids are treated differently, I think that's an important step for white people to say, like, wow, I didn't realize it was to this extent, but now I hear you, I see you, I understand that this is happening. You know, let's notice it, call it out, and support you in changing this, or support a change of the behavior. So you're not helpless. Acknowledgement of the facts is important. And when you know better, you do better. And now we definitely know better.
Yeah, the status quo just isn't nearly good enough. We can and should do better. We have to do better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing interview with Georgia Fort this morning. If you missed any of it, use the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature. Look at, I think it's still under Corey Heppala. Look at those podcasts from today. And it was just a really compelling interview. And she spoke with the mayor of Brooklyn Center later in her show. That was really interesting, too.
Yeah, and I think let's squeeze one more bit of sound from Georgia's interview with Katie Wright about Hammer. Let's play. Georgia asked Katie Wright about getting the laws changed. Let's play that clip.
You know, we take to the streets and we march, and we're saying all of our loved ones' names, but we have to get the right people in the right places as well. And there's something different has to be done, right? And because we have to make sure that we are getting these laws changed, like the George Floyd law, we want to get that. We have to get that in place. So going to the polls to vote and making sure that you're doing your investigation on who that person is. Just because it's a BIPOC person doesn't necessarily mean that they stand for what needs to be done. So you need to look at that. And I think that that's where the change is going to be. We have to start pushing for that. So when we're in the streets yelling, we need to yell about these laws that need to be passed as well.
That's true. Okay. Yeah, it has to start with policy. It has to, or else nothing will change.
So thank you to Georgia Ford. Thank you to Katie Wright for being on Georgia's show this morning. And we wanted to share that with you on the one-year anniversary of Dante Wright's killing. When we come back, some news, some breaking news on Ukraine. Shanghai in China just having a heck of a time with COVID-19. And good time to be a truck driver, perhaps, for Walmart. Some eye-opening pay. And Elon Musk, apparently losing interest rapidly with Twitter. We'll have that weird story when we come back on CCO. You know who this is?
President Zelensky?
No. He's a TV star, but I don't think he can sing.
Probably sings.
This is Pink Floyd. And this needs some setup. This needs explanation.
Yeah.
For the first time since 1994, legendary rockers Pink Floyd released a new single. It's called Hey, Hey, Rise Up. In support of the people of Ukraine. It's, again, all the proceeds will go to Ukrainian humanitarian relief. And who you just heard was a member of the Ukrainian band Boombox. And I'm going to mangle the guy's name, so I'm not even going to try. But basically, they used the lead vocalist for this band, Ukrainian band Boombox, singing in central Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital. He performed a rousing Ukrainian protest song. Jory, it was written back during the First World War, and it's been taken up all across the world in the last month in protest of the Russian invasion. So Pink Floyd highlighting this lead singer for this Ukrainian band, integrating that into their music, trying to raise money for the people of Ukraine. Pretty cool.
And anyone who's concerned with the anti-Semitism and hate of Roger Waters, it's my understanding that it was just David Gilmour, Nick Mason, Floyd bassist Guy Pratt, and Nitin Shawhney on the keyboards. Yes. It's my understanding that Roger Waters was not involved with this recording, because Roger Waters is a known anti-Semite and spreader of hate. So for those, because I know as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh gosh, I hope Roger Waters is not involved in this at all, because he's, you know, he has like Nazi symbols and swastikas and pigs floating and lots of anti-Semitic paraphernalia at his concerts. And I thought he would never speak out against genocide, or unless maybe he's only in favor of genocide of the Jews. But he is not involved with this song.
Correct.
So I wanted to support it anyway. And I total anything that supports Ukraine, I am in support of. So I am glad I can wholeheartedly support this.
Yeah, perhaps Waters has been canceled, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I hope so. Certainly by his own band.
With those beliefs. And folks now in eastern Ukraine bracing for another invasion. Russian troops are massing. They're evacuating civilians out of eastern Ukraine, trying to get as many out as possible. A couple of other things I saw. The Boston Marathon coming up later this month. Runners from Russia and Belarus will not be allowed to compete in this year's Boston Marathon. And Finland and Sweden, which have been neutral forever, may try to join NATO. They may actually be admitted into NATO by the summer in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Hmm. People that were kind of on the fence.
That's interesting.
Are now seeing what Russia is capable of and don't want to take any chances. So I thought that was interesting. Of course, Finland right on the border with Russia.
What's interesting, though, Paul, you know, the Boston Marathon thing, just rewinding a minute, they're saying Russian and Belarusian people will not be allowed to participate in the race. And while I would like to boycott all things Russia and cut off their economy, like, the Russian people are, well, they are suffering a little bit, you know, they are, from all of the boycotts and whatnot. And I mean, is that the right way to punish Russia? Like, does the government benefit if a Russian runner runs in the marathon?
I think if you're of Russian or Belarusian descent, you're not penalized. You can run. If you're a citizen of any other country, great. And you have Russian ancestry, no problem. But apparently, if your citizenship is Russia or Belarus, you cannot, as a runner, participate in this year's Boston Marathon, for better or worse.
I guess. I mean, I know it's a statement. But yeah. It's like, God, the people didn't choose to invade, and hopefully they have access to the truth. And it just feels like we're punishing the people for, you know, the sins of the father kind of thing.
I guess I see your point. But the last poll I saw, something like 80-85% of the Russian people support Vladimir Putin, special military. What do they call it? Special military procedure or something.
I mean,
if you call it a war in Russia, you can be sentenced for up to 15 years in prison. A special military operation is what they're calling it, and the media sticks to that script. You can't call it an invasion or a war. Why let the facts get in the way? George Orwell would be shocked. But anyway, COVID, not out of the question yet. That mask mandates may go back into effect. That's happening in Philadelphia. Indoor mask mandates are back in Philly, and we'll see if that's a blip or if that spreads to other cities. 26 million people in Shanghai, China, are locked in their homes. They can't go anywhere. And there have been protests, but with censorship in China, most of those protests don't get through. But reports of dwindling food supplies. The other story that caught my eye, Walmart is offering six-figure salaries to lure truck drivers to Walmart. Existing employees who work at Walmart can earn up to $110,000 a year to transfer deliveries. If you're interested in driving a truck for Walmart, there may be a six-figure salary in your future. And there's always a lot of competition for these long-haul truckers. And a lot of musical chairs. People switch. You know, what is the best deal? But that shows you how desperate a lot of these companies are becoming. It's supply and demand. They need drivers.
It's good money.
I thought the average salary for long distance truck drivers was about $40,000-$45,000. That's my understanding. I may be way off, but for Walmart to be offering $110,000, it's a sign of the times that we really, really need truck drivers. And Elon Musk, who paid just under $3 billion for 9% of Twitter.
Let's break and talk about that in a minute, okay? Because we're super late for the break.
So are we late?
Elon.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that okay? Let's do Elon in the next segment.
Yeah, we can do that. And also, are you tracking your kids? And these Apple AirTags are being used to track people without their consent. That's a big deal. So, yeah, we got a couple of stories we're tracking. We'll be right back on CCO. Paul and Jor back with you, Hammer producing today. It's always Hammer time. Good to have you with us, Hammer. Thank you for keeping an eye on Jor.
Yeah, trying.
It's hard work. It's hard work. So Elon Musk, and there were all kinds of theories about why Elon Musk purchased a big chunk, 9% of Twitter for just under $3 billion. And after he did that, the price of Twitter stock went up, and he made something like $500 million. But now the price has gone down because it appears that Elon is not going to be on the board of directors and may have lost interest.
Why do you think he did that? Come on. What's the
backstory there? There are theories. One of the theories is that he discovered that half of the users on Twitter are bots.
Oh,
they're not real human beings.
How did he find that out?
I don't know. And I don't know.
Maybe if you're going to be on the board, maybe you get access to info.
Well, I don't know how much additional information Twitter. I think he made his investment based on what the rest of us know about Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I hope he didn't have inside information. But it's interesting to me that in a tweet, Elon proposed that Twitter users pay $2 a month to access the service. One way to generate revenue and to cut down on scammers and spam bots, he finds annoying. $2 a month. I don't think that's going to go anywhere.
Do you pay that? Do I pay that?
No, no, it's free.
Really?
It's ad-supported. It's ad-supported. Yeah,
so why is he saying we pay $2 a month?
Well, he's suggesting it as a way to crank up revenues and try to make Twitter profitable. In another tweet, Musk polled his 80 million followers about their support for removing the W in Twitter.
What?
Offering two choices. Yes.
Titter?
And, of course, don't say it.
Oh, sorry. So, what? Is that like an eighth grade boy joke? Titter? Like
he's a grown man. He's 50, and he's...
I mean...
Is this why he has 80 million followers? I don't know.
That's a good use of your time.
But
I want to know what you think. Like, you have companies and boards and you deal with this. What would be the reason that somebody would back out at the very last minute? Do you think they didn't want him? Do you think he uncovered something nefarious? Like, well, what do you think happened?
I think he has a short attention span, and he has so much money, he can throw money around and try to make a quick hit, quick profit, cash out. And maybe once he got the keys to the kingdom after buying 9% for $3 billion, that maybe he discovered some things under the hood that gave him pause and made him rethink, is this a good long-term investment, or is this a quick hit? I think social media companies in general, there's a life expectancy. Look at Facebook. You know, 5-10 years ago, how are we going to stop Facebook? And now it's sort of evolving into something else, and very few people now believe business model of Facebook, if that is going to survive long term. Now it's Meta, and they're getting into virtual reality and the metaverse, and so things change, and it's tech is hard. It's really hard because people's expectations change, new inventions, new technologies come along and upset even the best business model. But the other thing I want to mention, I use, and I'm in the iOS, I'm in the Apple ecosystem, and I can track my kids and my wife. Their phones, and they give me permission to be able to track them, keep an eye on them. I have better things to do than spy on my kids, but there are times where it's helpful to know where they are and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But Apple AirTags, I don't know if you've tinkered with these, $29 for one of these little Apple AirTags, and you can put them on anything, your wallet, pets, vehicles, keys. They become a convenient way, though, for men to stalk women. 150 police reports mentioning AirTags. In 50 cases, women called the police because they started getting notifications that their whereabouts were being tracked by one of these little AirTags that they didn't own. Somebody put one of these things on their vehicle or in their purse to track them. In many cases, it was...
Oh,
you know,
boy.
Ex-partners, husbands, bosses.
Oh, boy.
To follow them, harass them. So here's the thing. AirTags, they have a notification feature that alerts people, but only if you have an iPhone. If you have an Android device, you might never know that you have one of these little Apple AirTags and somebody is tracking you in real
time. Wait, but how does it work with Android?
It doesn't work with Android.
Oh, okay.
That's the that's That's the problem. It works if you're in the Apple ecosystem.
So,
you get
so the Android folks are safe from this.
No, Android folks are not safe from this, and that's a glitch in the matrix. To my knowledge, if you have if mm-hmm. you are in the Android universe, if you are mm-hmm. not using an iPhone, you might never know that you have one of these Apple AirTags tagging along in your purse or on your car. So,
oh boy, that's terrifying.
Well, it's just, you know, all technology can be used for good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the intent with AirTags. Most of us are always losing stuff. So, hey, put a little mm-hmm. thing on it. You always know where it is. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never thinking that somebody would use it to stalk women, primarily women.
Well, it can always be abused, right? Anything that is created can always be used for evil, and clearly people have found a way. These AirTags, people, members of my family have them. They find them useful because they, you know, you don't want to lose your keys, that right. kind of thing. But I know that I have received notifications when those AirTags are near me. You know, an AirTag is noticed near you, and I was like, ooh, it made me a little nervous, but again, I'm an Apple user, so yeah. you're right, it made me aware that it was around. But there's still, all it does is make you aware. It's not like I could turn it off because it was somebody else's AirTag, you know, but it just noticed that it was in my radius, so it made me aware. So I guess even having that knowledge, if you're an Apple user, can be super helpful if, God forbid, you are somebody who has somebody dangerous in your life that wants to do you harm.
Yeah, but at least you get notified if yeah. you're an Apple user. If you're an right. Android right. user and somebody is right. using one of these Apple AirTags, I don't know how you Jeez. Find out yeah. that you're being tracked. Aye, aye. But anyway, just wanted to bring that up now.
All right, people should. But then again, Paul, there's always a way. It's not just these AirTags. There's always a way to track people. You know, this is just the latest and maybe easiest because you could drop it in somebody's purse, so you could, stick yeah. it on something.
You're right. You're right. Hopefully the good guys stay one or two steps ahead of the bad guys, but some days I wonder.
So. We hope so. All right. Quick break. We'll be back on CCO to wrap up the show.
Paula Giordana and Hammer. And you, thanks for joining us today. I saw a tweet that made me smile.
Hit me.
And I hadn't been following this person up until now. Hmm. It's Midwest versus Everybody, and I encourage you to sign
up. Oh, I love them. I follow them on Instagram. Yeah, yeah. It's funny.
How have I not seen them? Midwest versus really Everybody. Clever. Here's what they wrote. Today has a special feel to it. You may observe the wild Midwesterner in its natural habitat wearing shorts and hoodie, car windows rolled down, and tranquil demeanor allowing cars to go through first at four-way stops, and half-smile head nods to strangers. That's what happens when it gets up close to 60 after the tortured spring we've had here in the land of low weather expectations. Thank you, Midwest versus Everybody. Midwest is the best place to hang out.
Have you heard the term shack nasties?
No.
I think this is a term, at least I heard of it, as it describes people after a long winter of hibernation. Like before, you know, in the olden times, I'm guessing pioneer days, they used to just kind of stay in their shacks all winter. You couldn't leave. You didn't have anybody plowing streets or anything. So, and maybe you couldn't have access to bathing water or exercise or whatever.
Oh,
and
yes.
You used to be a little nasty by March or April. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
So they called it the Shack Nasties.
Shack Nasties.
Hey, and I want to give a heads up. Somebody's listening and they say for Android, there is an app tracker.
Oh.
It's called Tracker Detect.
Oh,
Tracker
okay.
Detect. So if you have an Android, you may want to check that out.
Great. Absolutely. I'm not tracking you anymore, Jordana. I gave up on that a long time ago. Catch you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.